My name is Paul. I have a new life in Christ, struggle with pride and control, but my overarching and all-encompassing struggle, self-protection. Hey, y'all. Self-protection is a rather insidious struggle. While other struggles manifest in outwardly, this one manifests inwardly. When left unchecked, it becomes magnified to protect our hearts, putting up an almost impenetrable barrier to others and to God. Imagine the entrance to the Federal Reserve Bank downtown with the big arms that come down. It not only has the arms, but it also has these large steel cylinders that come up from the ground to protect the armored cars behind it. This is an accurate representation of the state of my heart at one point. The strong barrier was put in place through life events to not allow anything in without permission. Unless we allow Christ to come in and open this barrier, our lives will be permanently impacted. I grew up in Tyler, Texas, and was youngest of four. My siblings were much older and out of the house, making me effectively an only child. My dad was a Presbyterian minister. Looking back, I feel like I came in at the tail end of a Norman Rockwell picture, but I didn't get to experience my family like my brother and sisters did. This feeling was exacerbated when I was seven, as my dad was diagnosed with a lung disease that took his life 5 years later when I was 12. I would never have an earthly dad to teach me to shake a hand, to shave, how to give me advice, and to tell me I was doing a good job. The barrier started going up. My self-protection first showed up in the form of control. Because we were a preacher's family, I felt that I wasn't allowed to show any anger towards God. We always needed to provide a healthy appearance to others. So I kept all of my anger, doubts, and fears inside in order to be the good son. Took on the duties of being the man of the house, being strong for my mom, and causing no waves. However, I kept doing what I wanted, when I wanted. I just kept it all hidden. I'd go to parties on Saturday night and always be at church on Sunday morning. But I kept God and others at arm's length so that I couldn't be hurt. I had it under control. This started to create a theme in my life. My self-protection then showed up in the form of deception. I went to Baylor and continued to go through the motions. There, it was pretty easy for me to go through the motions of being a Christian, and nobody would really call me on it. Whenever I heard the passage about Jesus saying, "Be either hot or cold. If you're lukewarm, I'll spit you out of my mouth." Well, let me just say, I would want to ignore that one. I continued living life on my own terms, basically in my own state of reality. I ignored the fact of the freedom to be found in Christ if I would just lower the barrier to my heart. My self-protection also showed up in the form of pride. About 16 years ago, once we had three kids, I needed a larger house. Pridefully, I wanted what I wanted. To make a long story short, even after several warnings, I went against the wise counsel of our community group, and I bought the house we couldn't afford. With the kids in private school, a house above our means, it all came to a screeching halt about a year later when we landed in a rather large pile of debt. My world was shaken when I had to confess to those men that we were living a lifestyle we couldn't afford, that we couldn't even continue on that path. God got my attention for a moment, but the barrier remained. I now know, however, that God used that crushing experience to get my attention, to humble me, and to finally get me into the region door. Now, we've been at Watermark since the beginning. It always seemed like the healthiest people in the church had been through region. Humbling myself to even admit I had a problem was the first hurdle I had to jump over. Being honest with myself and with others was the next. In my life, I have shoved so much pain from my past under the rug and protected my heart that it was difficult to process it all in one pass through. Sometimes it takes multiple passes through region. After completing region for the second time in April of 2018, I'm now honored and humbled to have a front row seat leading a group of strong men who were addressing their pain head on and taking it to the cross. God uses events in our lives to break us, to mold us, and to remind us how much he loves us. When I walked through the door the first time, I immediately knew there was so much more I needed to deal with. Working through my resentments and my fears in step four inventory, I saw the recurring pattern in the sin of self-protection, starting at age 12 when my dad died. At that point, I started wrapping a gauze pad around the pain of that loss year after year until I couldn't feel it, or anything else for that matter. However, just like a wound that doesn't fully heal, it was still buried under there, and many of my emotions were just numbed. It's only by going through regen that I was able to identify this pattern, allow my creator past the barricade to start unwrapping and healing my wounded heart. And that's really freeing. John 10:10 says, Jesus says that he has come to give his life to the fullest. He is there to gently unwrap and heal the wounds of my heart. He'll never leave me or forsake me. Not having a dad here on earth to teach me how to be a man has impacted my life in many ways. I'm still working through the intense sadness that his absence left. I want to use the tools and skills I've learned through regen to allow others in. I want to use my story as a platform of God's love and relentless pursuit of my heart and allow him to keep unwrapping the gauze that has been tightly wrapped around it for decades. I'm still a work in progress, but I'm confident of what Jesus promised us when, in John 8:36, where he says, if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed. God is our advocate. He hurts with us. He cries with us. He wants us to move past our resentments and our fears and trust him fully. He wants us to let him break down our self-protection mechanisms and heal us. It's no mistake you're here tonight. Think about your life and the ways you might be subconsciously protecting your heart from yourself, from others, or from God. Have you erected barriers around your heart so that nothing can hurt you? Whether from painful memories or past mistakes, I have definitely been known as a tin man and a desperado on more than one occasion. Believe me when I say those barriers will not go away on their own. They will impact your life if they haven't already, and not in a good way. The only remedy is to allow Jesus, your creator, the King of Kings, the great physician, in to heal your heart. Galatians 5:1 says, it was for freedom that Christ set us free. Therefore, keep standing strong so you don't fall back into the bondage of sin. My name is Paul. My daily struggle is self-protection, and I have the power of Christ where true, lasting freedom can be found.